tied at 7.
Yeah, I always appreciate when you can tell when somebody, because it's really easy, and as a young player, you don't want to make a mistake. You want to just go out, I want to get my job done, I want the coaches to continue to earn trust. But Ashcraft decided right there, I'm going to make the catch, and it could have been real easy. You just get tackled, you don't have the first down. To put that hand down, that leaves yourself maybe a little vulnerable for someone to come in and punch the ball out. But he was, you could just see that go get him and getting vertical and then not letting one guy bring you down. That's going to be, the coaches are going to love to see what Ashcraft did right there.
This guy listening to the message, as Patrick Herb was telling us in the locker room, Luke Fickell telling his guys, let it fly. And that's an example of that. That's the young guy, Tucker Ashcraft, listening. So it's first and 10, Wisconsin at the Buffalo 29-yard line. A minute 13 left in the half, tied at 7. C.J. Williams out wide to the right. Three come out to the left. On first down, Mordecai to throw. Four-man Buffalo rush. Tanner looks, throws left side over the middle. Caught by Tim Ray DK inside the 5. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Tim Ray DK secures the dirt from Tanner Mordecai, and the Badgers take the lead.
Well, as usual, it always starts up front, but that was a great job by Chim to find the hole in the zone, sit there, and as you just put it, Tanner with an absolute dart into it, allowed Chim Ray to continue on, break a tackle, get into the end zone, finally get Wisconsin back into the lead.
Nathaniel Vakos with the extra point. And the kick is away, and the kick is good. So with exactly 1 minute left in the first half, Wisconsin grabs the lead 14-7 as we check out the scoring drive brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. 6 plays, 55 yards, took 2 minutes and 8 seconds. And Mordecai on that drive, 4 of 4 through the air for 49 yards.
Yeah, Skylar Bell did a really nice job of clearing everything out, running a vertical down the seam. And then Chim Ray DK just kind of broke his route in. The safety went with Skyler, left a wide open space, and Mordecai made the right read, delivered it on time, and then Chim did the rest, getting it in. That was really much needed. I think when you look back at that drive, remember the run of Mordecai slamming the brakes on. That was a 3rd and 4, I think, out of the pocket, kind of a broken down play, and was able to use his feet to pick up that first down. That set him up to go score a tutter.
Impressive work as the Badgers grab the lead with 60 seconds left in the first half. Cole Herity, along with Ron Cook, the deep men for Buffalo, as Jack Van Dyke on the run-up. Kick is away, high end over end. Return chance if he wants it, but he doesn't. It will hit just outside of the end zone and dribbles into the end zone for the touchback as we check in again with Patrick Hurd.
Big high five from Longo and Mordecai there coming off the field. Phil Longo is not going to change what he's going to do with this offense, even though they had a little adversity earlier. He was asked if he's going to huddle at all today, maybe just mix it in a little bit. And he said, well, you're going to have to explain what a huddle is before I can answer that. And he said, no, we're going to move in tempo. We're going to practice it faster than we're going to do it in the game, so we're ready. He learned that from Mike Leach, the late Mike Leach. He said it's been really difficult for him not having him as a sounding board this season, and he's got a tribute to Mike Leach. He put a small pirate on his arm today as just a hat tip to one of his mentors, the great offensive innovator.
Well, sure was. Offensive innovator and a true character in the game. From the 25-yard line of Buffalo, 1st and 10 for Cole Snyder and company. That's Mike Washington to his left, and now the officials step in. Play clock. Let's see what we got here. Play clock was winding down.
Delay a game on the offense. 5-yard penalty remains first down.
If you're wondering, the Badgers have all 3 of their timeouts. Now Buffalo back at its 20-yard line. See how Wisconsin plays this. If they get Buffalo stopped here on this first down play, little if any gain. Here's the handoff. Washington across the 20, cutting right, 25-yard line. Washington across the 30, never mind. He'll get up to the 31-yard line, gain of 11, 2nd down and 4.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. You get a stop, get a lost yardage play, call a timeout, put pressure on Buffalo.
The Bulls get back on the ball. Four receivers to either side. Snyder takes a snap. Back to throw, fires to the right, and that is caught by Jake Orlando, and he gets slammed by Kamoi Latu at the 44-yard line of the near side. First down for the Bulls. Clock will stop. Play went out of bounds at 30 with 36 seconds left in the half. Snyder 11 of 16. Mordecai is 15 of 20 for 125 yards. Both have thrown touchdowns. Three receivers left, one on the right. Bulls at their 44-yard line, first and 10. Washington remains the running back. Snyder back to throw. Badgers bringing four. Pass over the middle, and that's caught by Cole Harity. Got by Latu, wrapped up by Hunter Waller inside the 40 to the 39 of Wisconsin. First down, Buffalo. Bulls have one timeout left. 29 seconds left in the half. Inside of 2 minutes, clock will stop until they're ready as they move the sticks. And Buffalo gets back on the ball. Four receivers, two either way. And now a timeout taken by Wisconsin as Luke Fickell and defensive coordinator Mike Tressel want to get their guys organized. The Bulls not content with just burning off the remaining minute. They're staying aggressive.
Yeah, you talked about Luke Fickell saying let it fly. Buffalo has come in here. There is no doubt in my mind they think they can win this football game, and they're playing that way. A lot of times you'll come in, you get a big check, and you just say, let's play. We'll be competitive. And this is a case, a minute left. First and 15, you could have easily just ran it three times, went in the locker room. Nope. And Bolt Snyder has done a really nice job. He said he's 12 of 17. He just continues to five-step drop, ball come out, and he's been accurate with it. He has played a really nice first half of football.
He played briefly in the Rutgers game against Wisconsin a couple of years ago. That was a Badgers rout in Piscataway. But the Bulls, you know, talking with their people, they're taking pride. They have hung in there against these Power 5 programs, and they're certainly hanging in there today from the 39 of Wisconsin, first and 10. 24 seconds left in the half, 14-7 Wisconsin. Three receivers right. Ruby Curry is out wide to the left. Play clock is at 7. Snyder gets the snap. Four-man rush. Left side pass went behind Washington. Incomplete. Muma Jungmeta was storming in on the quarterback, who had to get the ball out of his hands. Second and 10 at the 39 of Wisconsin with 21 seconds left in the half.
Yeah, Muma did a really nice job there, getting there quick again and making him uncomfortable. He had to deliver it faster, and Washington, the running back, could not turn his head around quick enough to make that play. Nice job by Wisconsin.
Ben Barton playing the nose right now. James Thompson Jr. with him on the defensive line. From the Badgers 39-yard line, second down and 10. Snyder hands off to Washington, trying to break off to the right side, runs into the waiting arms of Jake Chaney, and the linebacker takes him to the ground at the 35-yard line. Timeout Buffalo, their final one, with 16 seconds left in the half.
Well, now Buffalo's in a little bit of a tough spot. They're out of timeouts. It's a third and 6, and you have 16 seconds left in the field. There's not a doubt they're trying to go and get in position to let that great kicker that Matt was talking about and totally jinxed on his last field goal to get an opportunity here. So you have to pick up a first down. You're not going to be able to run the football, because if you get stopped, I don't think you can get a fast field goal out on the field. So your options are pretty limited here for what you're going to do. I wouldn't be surprised if Buffalo just takes a shot.
Yep.
And if it doesn't work, kick a long field goal before the end of the half.
From where they are now, it would be about 53 yards. We mentioned McNulty, their kicker. Alex McNulty, his career long is 55. That was 2 years ago. His long last year was 54. So they're certainly in his range. They'll be empty in the backfield. Three receivers come out to the left, two on the right. 16 seconds left in the half. 14-7 Wisconsin. Third down and 6 for Buffalo. Snap to Snyder. Badgers bringing three. Snyder floats it right side, and that is broken up by Latu. Incomplete. Ooh. Almost intercepted. He was there, as was Nizir Forkurine. And it's fourth down and 6, and on comes the field goal team with 10 seconds left in the half.
Yeah, really fortunate for Snyder there. That ball wasn't picked off. Wisconsin basically ran the route. Two red jerseys right in position to make that play. Unfortunately, it didn't come down, but now Buffalo gets a chance at a long kick before the end of the half.
Ruby Curry, the intended receiver, he was playing a little bit of defensive back there. 53-yard attempt, right hash mark. And now the Badgers will call a timeout. And another one of the rule changes this season, that's the one and only they can call. You cannot do the old freeze the kicker and call consecutive timeouts.
I like that rule change.
Yep, yep. Yeah, going back to the clock moving on first downs, the idea, I mean, the biggest thing is try to fit the television windows, right? We all know that, but...
Is there radio windows, or is it just...
No, they don't
windows?
Care about us.
Okay.
No.
I assume that was the case, but I just wanted to make sure that we're on the same page.
We're just in our little corner of the world. But last year they said in FBS football, major college football, there were on average 178 plays per game, as opposed to the NFL last year, 151. So they are trying. There is some player safety involved.
Yeah, I think that's how they'll package that up, and I'm sure. But I always thought that it was you could do this, and I think it's going to be a much better fan experience too.
Yep, I agree. 53-yard attempt, right hash mark. Lines are down. Here's the snap, spot, McNulty's kick on the way, and it is good.
Oof.
A rocket shot from 53 yards away, and it's 14-10 Wisconsin with 7 seconds left in the first half.
Well, I'm going to put that one on you. You don't say anything? You just let him kick? You don't tell us how great he is? Of course he's going to make it.
I'm one for two.
That's pretty good. If he's kicking 50% today, we'll take that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, this has been a real interesting half. I think we all came in excited, trying to get a good understanding of what we're doing. And, you know, Patrick mentioned we're not going to huddle. You're not doing this. And I think the offense, you have to pick up first downs. You see that when Mordecai makes that play, you just want to get a bunch of snaps because that allows you to find your rhythm. And I thought pretty kind of up and down on both sides of the football for Wisconsin. And that's why you're sitting here with a 14-10 game with 7 seconds left in the first half.
Buffalo has done an excellent job of answering the score with the score. Match touchdowns in the first quarter. And at least got three after the Mordecai touchdown strike to Chimray DK. Chimray is back along with Vinny Anthony as Alex McNulty. With the kick in the air, and again, this will fly off to the back of the end zone and beyond for the touchback. And at the 25-yard line, Wisconsin. I don't want to assume they'll take a knee, but I'm thinking they might.
Well,
we'll find out. We're getting to know this staff just like everybody else.
I have to admit, I did not envision after Chim scores his touchdown. With a minute left and a false start or a delay a game, mm-hmm. I did not think that Buffalo was going to go and score 3 points, but they did. So never say never, but yeah. I'm thinking they're going to kneel.
Badgers will go ahead and take a knee as Mordecai drops to a knee, and that will get us to the end of the first half. So credit to the Buffalo Bulls. They are going toe-to-toe with the Wisconsin Badgers through the first 30 minutes in the season opening game at sold-out Camp Randall Stadium. Our score at the half, Wisconsin 14, Buffalo 10. Coming up, Mike Heller has our halftime report. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the 6th season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoy MT. Pleasant.org. This Labor Day weekend, Slumberland Furniture and Amory is your destination for huge savings. During the sale, get up to 60% off on items throughout the store. Discover elegant dining sets, cozy recliners, stylish sofas, and more. Plus, enjoy 24 months of interest-free payments. And don't miss Sealy mattresses starting at just $149. It's the Labor Day sale on now at Slumberland Furniture, 900 Keller Avenue in Amory. Call 715-268-8149 or log on slumberland.com.
To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Badger football is brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP4 dealers and by Menards. Save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger football. This is the Badger Halftime Show.
We are at halftime at Camp Randall Stadium. Mike Heller with you. It is 14-10 Wisconsin over Buffalo as we are at the break. Some of the first half highlights in this. Wisconsin has outgained Buffalo 226 to 186. But if you excuse the turnover on downs for Buffalo, they haven't turned the ball over, and Wisconsin did, and that's the great equalizer. That series of plays in the second quarter, rather late in the first quarter, are going to be part of the defining moments of this first half. Wisconsin took over at first and 10 on their own 40 with 13:09 to play in the second quarter, and they threw to Skylar Bell on a deep pass over the middle. He had his defender beat by a step. Mordecai put it on the numbers, and Bell dropped it. Two plays later, Mordecai threw an interception that was returned 34 yards. Now, Mordecai will get credit for both the interception and the tackle, even though the turf monster is what got him on the return that probably should have been a pick six. And then Buffalo missed a field goal. Later, Wisconsin put together a really good scoring drive. Six plays, 55 yards. Tanner Mordecai went 4 for 4 on the drive for 49 yards. The touchdown pass to Chimray Dike, 29 yards, and a score. And the Badgers led it 14-7 at the time. But then with a minute left, Buffalo drives, seven plays, 40 yards, and kicks a 53-yard field goal in the final 10 seconds of the half. We're at 14-10, the Badgers at the break. Mordecai in the first half, 15 for 20, 125 yards, a touchdown and a pick. Snyder for Buffalo, 12 and 19, 122. Leading rusher for the Badgers is Ches Malusi, 9 for 62 yards and a long of 19. Braylon Allen, 8 for 38 and a long of 13. Again, it is Wisconsin 14 and Buffalo 10 at the half. Our halftime report will continue as we look at other scores from across the country. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much money you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With a West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory, every detail, everything you worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? To find out more about West Bend Insurance and the Silver Lining, contact Lead Home Insurance Agency in Amory, Wisconsin, 715-268-7188.
If you're in need of a licensed plumber or HVAC in the Amory area, Royal Flush Plumbing and Heating is here to help. With over 20 years of experience in the plumbing trade, they provide quality workmanship for residential and light commercial markets. Whether you need a new bathroom or new kitchen, Royal Flush Plumbing and Heating has done it all. And they can help with heating and cooling systems, winterization, soil tests, septic installs, and much more. Call and schedule your free estimate at 715-268-6565. That's 715-268-6565.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards. I guess he's okay.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoy MT. tpleasant.org.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Time for a scoreboard update presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. In the Big Ten, Minnesota beat Nebraska a couple of nights ago, 13-10. Michigan State beat Central Michigan last night, 31-7 is the final there. Iowa won earlier today over Utah State, 24-14. Cade McNamara, a couple of touchdowns in that one. Fresno State on the road beat Purdue in West Lafayette, 39-35. Ohio State at the half right now leads in Bloomington, Indiana, 10-3. Halftime in Bloomington, number three Ohio State leads 10-3. Penn State and Virginia, a little bit later on, that is 6:30. Penn State number seven in the country. Number two, Michigan, 30. East Carolina, 3. J.J. McCarthy, 280 yards and 3 touchdowns. And Northwestern and Rutgers play tomorrow. In the top 25 going on, Tennessee beat Virginia 49-13. The Volunteers 12th ranked in the country. Number 17, TCU at home, got beat by Colorado. And Deion Sanders, Coach Prime, Shadur Sanders, his son, 510 yards passing, 4 touchdowns in that game. Oklahoma beat Arkansas State 73-10. Elsewhere going on right now, number 10, Washington, they're coming to the Big Ten. They lead Boise State 21-9 late in the second quarter. Number 15, Oregon, leads Portland State 64-7. That's in the third. Notre Dame over Tennessee State at the half, 35-3. Number 6, USC in Nevada a little bit later on. That's your scoreboard update. We'll return and talk with Bill Schmidt, host of the postgame show. That happens next. At the break, it is 14-10, Wisconsin over Buffalo. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Save big money on your next project with 11% off everything at Menards. Protect your cargo with our selection of hitches, ratchet straps, and everything in between. We've got what you need to get your cargo there safely. The TowSmart Tri-Ball Mount Trailer Hitch has three different hitch ball sizes and is just $24.99 after 11% rebate. Good through September 4th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at
At Amory Chevrolet, we provide customers with all the information they need to make the best and most informed decisions. With our customer-friendly staff, we make sure you'll have fun during the car buying process. Whether you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Amory Chevrolet is here to help provide courteous and professional service in a friendly atmosphere. Check out our selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at AmoryChevrolet.com or call us at 715-268-7676. That's 715-268-7676. Amory Chevrolet, where we treat people like people.
Men, if your last doctor appointment was scheduled by your mom, it might be time to contact St. Croix Health and be seen by one of our primary care providers. Why? Preventative care can help identify problems before they become big problems. Our primary care providers are here for you, and our specialists, including urology, cardiology, and orthopedics, are here to help you stay healthy and active. St. Croix Health's mission is to help you live a healthier, happier, and longer life. Call today to schedule your appointment, 1-800-828-3627.
Thank you. based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
Back with you at the halftime report at Camp Randall Stadium. I'm Mike Keller along with Bill Schmidt as we work our way to the second half. The score at the break is 14-10, Wisconsin on top in this one right now. All right, Bill Schmidt joins me. He's going to be one of your hosts of the Badger postgame show. Billy, it's 14-10. I think that's a surprise, but here's the real question. We didn't know what to expect. I think all of the anticipation of it was for more, but it's not that yet. What have you seen?
Well, I've seen an offense that looks like a lot of different Big Ten offenses stylistically, right? Utilizing the whole 53 and a third of the field. And in today's college football, with the athletes that you have on the field, I think you have to do that. Man, you have seen Tanner Mordecai have some pretty good command of that huddle. Now, got maybe a little bit jumpy a little bit early on in the game. Forced him to be late on the interception. That ball is there on time, and that drive for the Badgers continues on. I don't see as much concern as many people do, but listen, people were expecting maybe a 14-21 point lead here at this moment. 4-point game. The folks are getting what they paid for here today.
Two thoughts. One that I'll talk to the head coach about in the post-game interview is handling adversity. So they throw a touchdown pass, Wisconsin does, that gets dropped. Two plays later, the pick that should have been a pick six, yep. But Buffalo gets no points out of that, so they handled the adversity in the moment.
Yeah, and think about the energy that's going on when Johnson almost grabs and hauls in the touchdown in the far corner. I mean, there is a lot of energy on that far sideline for Buffalo, and they're trying to do what another team in their conference just did. Get a million-dollar check and come on out with a victory. Wisconsin being able to handle this adversity, Mike, I like that you put it that way. Maybe didn't anticipate doing it in game one here, but a lot easier here than on the road or in Big Ten play.
Two quick thoughts to finish. One, it seems that Buffalo's been fairly comfortable in the pocket in the throw game. Yeah. Wisconsin hadn't got after the quarterback.
Tausch has been fantastic on the call here today, and that's one thing that he has been hitting on consistently. Got to get more pressure in the face of Cole Snyder. You allow him to sit back there. He's picked teams apart for a while. He is a good pocket passer. Got to make him less comfortable in the pocket. Tanner Mordecai, stay back there. Feel a lot comfortable. That offensive line is working for the Badgers.
Final 30 seconds. What does Wisconsin have to do to stretch this out in the second half?
I think they got to continue to lean in on Ches Malusi, who's been running the ball really well here today. Continue to grind some yards out. Be okay with taking your 4 yards and getting on out, because the big plays are coming, Mike. And once you get a couple of first downs, you can see this tempo really start ramping up.
Billy Schmidt, one of your hosts of the Badger postgame show from Union South, after this is all done. Coming up next, our halftime report. We'll look at the first half stats presented by Wisconsin Operating Engineers and Construction Business Group. It's 14-10 Wisconsin at the half. This is Badger football from Learfield.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Join the Wisconsin Badgers for when Camp Randall comes alive again this fall. Now is your chance to be there when Coach Fickell and the team takes the field this season. Don't wait. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Amory Discount Liquor has the best selection of alcoholic beverages, all for a great low price. Don't miss out on sales on new Glarus products, Bud Light, Miller Light, Busch Light, and more. If beer isn't your choice, don't worry. They've got you covered. Check out the savings on Malibu and Svedka Tropical Spritz. Plus, check out the new selections of Lipton Hard Iced Tea and Hard Mountain Dew. Amory Discount Liquor, located on the south end of Amory at 1020 River Place Mall. Open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. time.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much money you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With a West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory, every detail, everything you worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? To find out more about West Bend Insurance and the Silver Lining, contact Lead Home Insurance Agency in Amory, Wisconsin, 715-268-7188.
He can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Badger football is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Now, with the call of the second half, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
It's tight so far. Halftime at Camp Randall Stadium, Wisconsin 14, Buffalo 10. A few minutes ago, Patrick Herb caught up with Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
Coach, first game for so many people, you included. How do you feel like everybody's handled the excitement and the nervousness?
Well, I don't know that we're really sharp right now, but we got another half to go here, and I think we showed some things we didn't tackle real well defensively, and we turned the ball over offensively, but we got to come out the second half, and we got a little dogfight here.
What kind of momentum can you take from that last touchdown drive, though, and the great strike to DK?
No, that's great. I mean, we got to get it rolling, but then we didn't capitalize there defensively. Kind of, we're way too soft on some of that stuff, but there's a lot of things we got to get correct up. We got to come out the second half and play really well.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck second
half.
All right, Patrick. Coach, thank you very much. Let's get to some of the first half stats presented by Wisconsin Operating Engineers and Construction Business Group, buildingwisconsintogether.com. And pretty close numbers here. Wisconsin, 226 yards of offense to 186 for Buffalo. The Bulls scuffling on third down, 1-7, but the one was a big hit, a 51-yard pass play that set up their first half touchdown. Wisconsin, 3-7. Tanner Mordecai, 15 of 20 through the air, 125 yards, one touchdown, one pick. Cole Snyder has been effective for Buffalo, 12 of 19, 122 yards, and one touchdown. Chesma Lucy, 9 carries for 62. Braylon Allen, 8 totes for just 38, but Allen does have 4 catches for 18 yards. Mike Washington, the leading rusher for Buffalo, 10 carries for 38 yards. Tosh, as you mentioned, and I agree, you said, call you crazy, but I think it makes some sense that, what's good news is Wisconsin's ahead, and it hasn't played particularly well in this first half. Credit to Buffalo, but you want to see how they handle this now, as Luke Fickell just mentioned. They're in a dogfight.
Yeah, they are, and it, just a little choppy, and I think we all were hoping for one thing, and we always want everything to run as smooth as you can, but that's football and sports doesn't usually work that way. So now you're in this dogfight, and I give Buffalo a ton of credit, not knowing a ton about what they were going to be doing. They're playing physical. I think they're competing at a really high level, and Wisconsin needs to play a cleaner half. That's what we heard, that buzzword all week, play clean, play clean. Throw in a pick. You've had some missed tackles, as Coach Fickell just mentioned. So there's a lot of room for improvement, and it's always much better to be ahead than behind when you're trying to do that. And Buffalo going to get the opening half kick. I'd like to see the defense be a little bit more aggressive. I think Buffalo, I've said this probably 10 times already because it just keeps glaring at me, they're way too comfortable. And defensively, let's take it to them. And I'm sure that message was reverberating through the locker room at halftime.
No doubt. That was huge for the Bulls to answer that Wisconsin touchdown, the Mordecai strike to DK, and the Bulls came right back down and got 3 at the end of the half. Ron Cook, Cole Harity will be deep for the Bulls. They will receive and go right to left, south to north, as we view it at Camp Randall Stadium on a hot early September day for this 2023 opener. Jack Van Dyke ready to kick off. Here's the run-up. Van Dyke sends it high end over end, and it'll be Cook catching right side at the 2, across the 5 to the 10. Cook up across the 15-yard line and fights his way across the 20 and up to about the 21-yard line. Tatum Grass getting down there on kick coverage for Wisconsin. And that's where the Bulls will take over, first and 10 with the second half underway.
This is a great time. I mean, it's always great to get a turnover, but I think that's where that aggressiveness and not letting you just sit back and let them dictate to you, put the hammer down. You have the linebackers that you feel like can really make plays. Now, defensive line-wise, can we get some pressure to space? All of those are the things we'll be looking for here in the second half.
Alexander Smith back in there at cornerback. So a lot of Nizir Forkurine in the first half, but it's Smith and Holman as the corners. On the first play from scrimmage in the second half of the Bulls, 21-yard line, handoff, Cook working off the left side, trying to get to the edge, gets there across the 25, across the 30-yard line, and out of bounds. Ricardo Holman forcing him to the boundary up at the 32-yard line of Buffalo, a gain of 11, and a first down for the Bulls.
Yeah, really held that mesh point for a long time. Red, and again, not anyone back there pressuring, making the quarterback make a decision quicker to hand that ball off or to ride it, and that allowed that big, wide run.
Ruby Curry tight to the left. Cole Harity. Marlon Johnson tight to the right. Mike Washington is the running back for the Buffalo 32-yard line. First down handoff to Washington. Up the left hash marks, and he'll fight his way up to the 35-yard line. On a gain of about 3 for Washington, the 222-pound sophomore out of Utica, New York. Second down and 7 for the Bulls. Opening minute, third quarter. Wisconsin 14, Buffalo 10. Curry slot to the left. Jake Orlando coming out wide left. Two receivers tight right. Now Orlando jogs in motion to the formation. And second down and 7, Buffalo from its own 35-yard line. Snyder gets the snap. A little corner pressure coming. Right side pass caught by Harity. Jason Maitre is there, and he takes him down up across the 40-yard line. And it will be third down and 2 for Buffalo.
Really nice tackle there by Maitre to get had a first down written all over it. A little pressure from the field side closest to us coming at the corner. Nice job of reading by Snyder, getting rid of it, but a really nice job getting him down before that first down, setting up a third and 2.
As we mentioned, Buffalo in the first half, 1 out of 7 on third down. It's third and 2 now at the Bulls' 40-yard line. Washington is out wide to the right, now motions to the right of the quarterback. Snyder gets the belt high snap, looks the throw, fires left. That is caught by Washington, yeah. Taken down right away by the linebacker Jordan Turner. Oh, that is big time work by Turner, stopping Washington in his tracks, and it's 4th and 2 for the Bulls at their 40-yard line.
Just a great job of diagnosing what Buffalo was trying to do, and then Jordan Turner just saw it, read it, and just shot his gun to go get it. And that was a great open field tackle. You heard about missed tackles all throughout. He didn't make that tackle. That's a first down and a lot more. Great job there by Turner.
Anthony Veneri on to punt. Shimre DK deep at the Wisconsin 20-yard line. Line of scrimmage, the Buffalo 40. Veneri gets the snap. And a clean look. The kick is away, and this sails over DK. He'll let it hit inside the 5. Good decision by DK as the ball dribbles into the end zone for the touchback, and the Badgers start at their 20-yard line. Looked like he was tempted to make a play on it and then thought better of it. 12:21 left in the third quarter, and we'll go ahead and take a break. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, home to 24/7 gaming, exquisite dining, a luxurious hotel, and countless ways to win. Your win is waiting. Details and hotel reservations at paysbig.com. 12:21 left of the third quarter. Wisconsin 14, Buffalo 10. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey drivers, fall's here, and so are 2 quick tips to keep you driving safely. Tip 1, swap out those worn out, streaky wiper blades. Rain or leaves, you'll see clearly again. Tip 2, brighten up. Clear headlights cut through fall's early darkness. Stay safe with new blades and bright new lights, your autumn essentials, from your locally owned Bumper to Bumper auto parts store or by shopping online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. Come see us. Bumper to Bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the 6th season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoymtpleasant.org.
met. If your last doctor appointment was scheduled by your mom, it might be time to contact St. Croix Health and be seen by one of our primary care providers. Why? Preventative care can help identify problems before they become big problems. Our primary care providers are here for you, and our specialists, including urology, cardiology, and orthopedics, are here to help you stay healthy and active. St. Croix Health's mission is to help you live a healthier, happier, and longer life. Call today to schedule your appointment. 1-800-828-3627.
Go Badgers.
No one gets you closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio 2023. 12:21 left third quarter. Wisconsin the ball and the lead, 14-10 over Buffalo. Badgers beginning at their 20-yard line. Raylan Allen in there at running back. Will Pauling slot right. First down handoff. Raylan Allen off the left side trying to get around Michael Furtney, who got stood up, and Allen able to get a yard out of it to the 21-yard line. Gain of one, second down and nine.
Yeah, not a lot of room there to run, and Braylon just kind of buried his head, tried to get as much as he could, and they were able to scrap a yard. But Buffalo did a nice job of maintaining the line of scrimmage on that play.
Will Pauling, Chimray DK, Bryson Green trips to the right. Second down and nine for the Badgers at their own 21-yard line. Mordecai takes, quick shot right side. That's caught by Pauling. Got a block from DK. Pauling angles to the boundary up across the 25 up to the 26-yard line at a gain of five, third down and four.
Yeah, I love that by Chim out on the edge. Again, where ball out quick, make your blocks on the perimeter, get as much as you can. And, you know, Chimray DK being a number one wideout, you love to see those guys that are willing to get in there and scrap, get a little bit to pick up some extra yardage.
The undisputed leader of their wide receivers room, Luke Fickell. That's how he describes Chimray DK, who's out wide to the left, third and four for the Badgers. At their 26-yard line, Mordecai back to throw, pressure up the middle, and Tanner almost slipped through, but he got caught by Sean Dolak behind the line of scrimmage of the 24-yard line. If he escapes there, he's got room to run, but Dolak made the play.
Yeah, and Buffalo decided to bring some pressure up the middle. It's blocked pretty well. That was a design draw play, and it was the middle of the field. There's a free safety about 25 yards deep. I don't know if he would have beaten him, but it was wide open. He just got shoelace tripped up, or he had a big gain ahead of him.
Atticus Bertram's on to punt. Ron Cook is deep at the 32 of Buffalo. Line of scrimmage, the 24 of Wisconsin. Snap to Bertram, steps up, got a little pressure on him. The kick is away. He steered away from Cook and didn't hit that well at all, actually, as it goes out of bounds. Let's see how far up that near sideline they'll go to mark it.
And there you go.
About the 43-yard line. Buffalo territory.
I always like that. If you see a bad punt like that and it's on your sideline, kind of get in the way of the ref. Don't let him get that head of steam where he can keep rolling. Make him stop two or three times. Out of hell with it. I'll just stop right here.
Maybe save the Badgers a good 5 to 7 yards there. Just a 33-yard punt. 10:53 left third quarter. 14-10 Wisconsin, but Buffalo has good field position at the Bulls' 43-yard line. Two receivers tight to the right. Chance Morrow out tight to the left. Ron Cook, the running back. Snap to Snyder. Hands off to Cook across the 45-yard line. Ron Cook up to the 49. Brought down by Hunter Roller. A gain of six for Cook, the fifth-year senior out of Washington, D.C. They'll spot it at the 48-yard line. Gain of five. Second down and five for the Bulls. Good field position for Cole Snyder as he looks over to the Buffalo sideline. Badgers lead early in the third quarter. Snap to Snyder. Swings it right side. Cook the catch. Chased by Latu. Got by Latu. Cook across the 50. Got by Muma Jungmeta as well. And Ron Cook with the effort will get the first down at the 46-yard line of Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's just a simple, you know, swing pass, and then it's on Wisconsin to go and chase the football down. And Latu misses a tackle, and Meta misses a tackle, and that's where you allow a guy to pick up a first down on what it should have been a 1 or 2 yard game.
What Luke Fickell talked about is one of his chief concerns was tackling here in this season opener. McMillan slot to the left of the Wisconsin 46-yard line. First and 10, Buffalo. Snyder gets the snap, fakes the handoff, looks the throw, has time, drops it off, caught by Cook inside the 45, and he is stopped by Jason Maitre at the 41-yard line, gain of five. 5.5 minutes gone by, third quarter, 14-10, Wisconsin leading Buffalo, but the Bulls are on the move. Continue with the no-huddle offense. Sidney Walker in there at center for Buffalo. Two receivers tight right. Chance Morrow tight to the left. Snyder will give it to Cook up the middle inside the 40-yard line. Gets popped by the linebackers, moved by Jung Metta and Jordan Turner. And a penalty marker flies after the play. And
yeah, we're going to get 15 here. Too much finish by old 6'9 from Buffalo. I think they're going to give him 15 back.
Yeah, look at he popped Jeff Petrosky there. That's the left guard, Gabe Wallace. Let's see.
After the play was over, dead ball, personal foul, number 69 offense. 15-yard penalty from the end of the run. Down counts.
That is a big, big penalty, at least potentially a big penalty. He had some all-conference recognition last year to Gabe Wallace. That's a big mistake there, though. The ball is walked back to the 46-yard line of Buffalo, and it's third down and 18 yards to go. Three receivers to the right. Chance Morrow comes out wide to the left. The freshman Lamar Sperling out of Akron, Ohio in the lineup now. He put up some eye-popping numbers his senior year of high school football. Snap to Snyder. Quick shot right side. That was in the dirt. Dug out, was it? No. They say incomplete.
Knee down.
Intended for Marlon Johnson. Either he dropped it or the knee was down. He had to go down and get it. And they'll say the knee was down at the 45-yard line. So that's a loss of another yard. So that penalty just threw everything off for Buffalo as the Bulls now forced to punt. Still down four with 8:50 left in the third quarter.
Yeah, it was one of those you teach your guys O-line to always go to the whistle, and he went past the whistle. He was trying to finish his guy, and the ref saw it, caught it, and that was a big break for Wisconsin to get off the field because Buffalo is finding their rhythm, keeping in short yardage, and obviously a 15-yard penalty. Now they're punting it away.
Yep, and that was an incomplete pass for the record. Snapped to Venere. Badgers get pressure on, and the kick is away. DK will let it hit inside the 15, and that is well done from Anthony Venere. A, to get the punt away, and B, to pin Wisconsin deep. The Badgers are back at their 11-yard line. That was a 43-yard punt, and we are due for a break in the action. Build your career at Cleary Building Corp. We are committed to your success because people are what we value most. Visit careers at Cleary.com today. 8:43 left in the third quarter. Wisconsin 14, Buffalo 10. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You face a lot of challenges every day. Getting the right rental equipment for the job shouldn't be one of them. At Fabic Rents, we're built to support all your rental needs. We're ready when you are with tools and equipment, expert advice, and exceptional service wherever the job may take you. Our job at Fabic Rents is to make your job easier. Get what you need when you need it. Are you ready to get started? Find out how easy it is today. Visit FabicRents.com. That's FabicRents.com. Fabic Rents. Ready when you are.
At Amory Chevrolet, we provide customers with all the information they need to make the best and most informed decisions. With our customer-friendly staff, we make sure you'll have fun during the car buying process. Whether you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Amory Chevrolet is here to help provide courteous and professional service in a friendly atmosphere. Check out our selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at AmoryChevrolet.com or call us at 715-268-7676. That's 715-268-7676. Amory Chevrolet, where we treat people like people.
Established in 1962, Cardinal's focus on community engagement and development has always been at the core of their values. While dedicated to being the world's premier laminated and fabricated glass manufacturer, they've also been fixated on continuous improvements in safety, service, quality, and innovation. Cardinal aims to change the world through their energy-conserving products, community involvement, and new-age employment practices. Cardinal LG Amory believes in investing in the future, our future. Join the endeavor, innovate, and lead the future with Cardinal Glass.
The fight's on that boasts the winningness of the Badgers, just like the claim. The Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph. Check one out at your Ford dealer. 8 minutes, 43 seconds left in the third quarter. It remains tight here at Camp Randall. Wisconsin 14, Buffalo 10.
Yeah, it's been, again, we're seeing kind of the same things that we saw at least early in the first half. So now is a situation, get the ball back. Let's see what you can do. Moving it, not, you know, getting into some kind of a rhythm, because you've seen some good, you've seen some bad, and I think right now, Tanner Mordecai, let's just get the ball out of his hands. Let's see these, this receiving core, everybody is raving about it. Everybody's excited, and outside of Skyler's drop early, you've seen him catch the football and get up. Let's get into that rhythm and see what we can get going. Get a couple of first downs and let it rip from there.
Tanner, 16 of 21, 130 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Badgers backed up at their 11-yard line. They'll come out with Chimray DK to the left. C.J. Williams out there. Skyler Bell as well in the receiving corps. Ches Malusi is the running back. Will Pauling slot to the right. Skyler Bell slot to the left. So here we go. Mordecai in the Wisconsin offense for the Badgers 11-yard line. First and 10. Tanner Bordolini, the center, sends it back to Mordecai. Hand off to Malusi. Off the right side across the 10. Turns it up 15. Malusi to 20. 25, 30. 35, 40. 45 to the 50. Cutting left. Malusi to the 40. Weaving to the 30. He's to the 20. Malusi to the 10. To the 5. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Ches Malusi, 89 yards.
That was, you're the guy down on the field. That was what we say, beat the first guy and then use your speed, beat two or three more. Nice job blocking up front, but Ches got a little space, little juke right there, and then another one come back, finishing down the field, and then using his speed to get into the end zone.
Well, that was a beautiful juke move to get by Marcus Fuqua. As Tausch mentioned, there is a Buffalo player down. We can't pick up who that is. You know, we have talked, and rightly so, about Braylon Allen and how chiseled he is. The Bruce Feldman from The Athletic and Fox Sports put out the freaks list, and Braylon Allen is one of them. Ches Malusi is really put together as well. He's a really strong guy. Fifth-year senior out of Naples, Florida, as we send it down to the field to Patrick Herb.
Among the new additions on the Wisconsin sideline is a big drum. Picture like a bass drum from a marching band. On one side it says, got one, and the other side it has a big six, the number of points you score and a touchdown. And the designation, it's the celebration drum. After Malusi's first touchdown, he came over, he banged on the drum a couple times. This time he came over, karate chop, kicked the drum off the stand, rolling through the bench. So I don't know what that means right now for the touchdown drum, but it's a new tradition that we're starting here, either banging it or kicking it. I don't know.
Yeah, Bryson Green, the first week of camp at Platteville, he killed a drum. He destroyed it. So they had to regroup.
They bring in new drums, or do they revitalize the drum?
I don't know, man. The drum budget is got to be up there. It was Jalen McNair, the injured player. He was banged up in the first half, and again, is escorted to the sideline for Buffalo as Nathaniel Vakos on to attempt the extra point. After Ches Malusi electrifies the crowd with an 89-yard touchdown dash, and the kick is good, and the lead is 11 for Wisconsin. And we will keep it here with 8 minutes and 28 seconds left in the third quarter. Wisconsin 21, Buffalo 10.
Yeah, it even looks better now. I get a second look at it. The defense, the right defensive end off the left tackle slanted down hard. Ches kind of paused, let him fly by, and then there was a wide open space, and he got into the secondary, and as Matt mentioned, made a great juke to elude the safety and then use that big time speed he's got to pull away. And then you saw again, every time you see a long big run, wide receivers down there pushing, trying to make sure any last ditch effort of a tackle attempt, and then Ches found his way, navigated himself in to the end zone and needed it. Needed a spark. It's been a little flat, finally got some energy back in this building.
As Jack Van Dyke on the approach, the kick is away, and Ron Cook will watch this sail over his head and near the back line of the end zone for the touchback, and the Bulls will begin at their 25-yard line. Well, the first couple of Wisconsin scores Buffalo has had an answer for. Let's see if the Badger defense can get it cranked up and get the ball back quickly here.
Yeah, and this is where you really lean on your crowd, too. I know it's hot. I don't know if we've gotten the hottest yet, if we've cranked that up, but this is where you bring that energy. And this, I think you could sense when Patrick is talking about Coach Fickell, you feel great about scoring that touchdown before the first half ended, but then you're just as deflated that your defense gave it. Now is a chance for the defense to set the table here.
Travion Blaylock in the secondary at safety along with Hunter Wolder right now for the 25 of Buffalo. First down for the Bulls. Cole Snyder circles left under pressure, and he throws it up and away, incomplete. Badgers bringing a little heat. Darryl Peterson among them on Cole Snyder. Second and 10 for the Bulls at their 25-yard line.
Yeah, taking away that first read. I haven't seen it enough, at least for my liking. But when you do, that's when you see a little hectic, a little chaos, and that's when great things can happen when you're a defensive player, is when you get these quarterbacks in chaos mode.
Ben Barton on the defensive line providing some pressure as well. He remains in the game. Second and 10 for the Bulls at their own 25-yard line. Snap to Snyder. Handoff Ron Cook. Cuts to his left. He has space across the 30 along the numbers. 35-yard line and gets popped to the turf by Jake Cheney at the 39-yard line. A gain of 14 for Ron Cook and a first down for Buffalo.
Yeah, really nice run. Good, showed good patience there to read it. And then just off of the left tackle, did a nice job. There's not enough support by Wisconsin's defense, got off the edge and picked up a quick 14.
From the 39-yard line, Buffalo territory, first and 10, 7:55 left third quarter, 21-10 Wisconsin. Cook to the right of the quarterback, Snyder calls for the ball, gets it. Badgers bring it heat up the middle from Cheney, a throw over the middle, and that is caught. Travion Blaylock with the immediate hit. Marlon Johnson, that was a tight window. Johnson there to hold it in at the 45-yard line. Gain of 6, second and 4.
Love seeing Cheney come in, putting pressure on the quarterback, though. You see him watching practice. You see him. They're trying to let him rip.
They get back on the ball. Second and 4 for the Bulls at their own 45-yard line. Johnson, McMillan, and Ball out tight to the right. B.B. Curry out to the left. Press coverage from Alexander Smith on that side of the formation. Snyder takes handoff, Cook up the middle, and it's slammed by Jordan Turner. And it'll be a hard yard, maybe two, for Cook. Third down and short coming up. They'll place just shy of the 47. Third down and 2 yards plus change. The Bulls today are 1 out of 9 on third down. Three receivers right. Ruby Curry to the left. Big third down and 2.5 for Buffalo. Snyder, little option left. It's Cook, and he gets cut down by Jake Cheney at the 41-yard line. Boy, you talk about playing fast. Jake Cheney played real fast right there.
Yeah, that again, we've seen that a few times now. You can see the intensity of the middle linebackers. I'm guessing they got called out a little bit at half. Jordan Turner made a couple of plays earlier in this half, and then Jake Cheney put pressure on the last play, and they're reading the option and just making his read, going downhill, getting him down on the ground.
Anthony Veneri on the punch. Imre Dike deep at the 18-yard line. Line of scrimmage, the Buffalo 41. Snap to Veneri. The kick is away, and this one turns over again. Dike will let it hit inside the 5. It checks up, and they kill it inside the 5-yard line. They were able to tap it just short of the goal line. What a punt from Anthony Veneri. I thought it might have hit the goal line, but they let it play through, and the Badgers will be at their 3 first and 10 when play resumes, and we'll have a timeout after that 56-yard punt. 5:50 left in the third quarter. Wisconsin 21, Buffalo 10. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built for tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics. Based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
Hey, Mats, Matt here for Brewpub Lots and Mats Pizza. You know, there are very few things in life worth waiting for. Pizza's done.
Oh, I'm on it. I'm starving. I've been waiting.
I wouldn't do that. It's going to be really...
It's so hot. It's burning my mouth.
A Brewpub Lots and Mats Pizza is, it's the epitome of delayed gratification. So when your Brewpub pizza is done and the temptation to dive right in due to the deliciousness of every bite overwhelms you, step back, give it time, and know it's worth the wait. Brewpub Lots and Mats Pizza is available in your local grocery store.